There are three main components to the Blue Lake project: the dam itself, a new intake tunnel and vertical shaft called a surge chamber, and the powerhouse. Residents who drive out the road to the Herring Cove trailhead can't miss the work on the powerhouse. The hole for the foundation is pretty deep, and so far, Orbison says, dry.
All these white sacks out front here are a cofferdam with plastic over the top of them to keep Sawmill Creek from running into the foundation. The elevation of Sawmill Creek is about 12 feet above sea level. The bottom elevation of the foundations and the draft tubes, the part we've been working on, is at minus 12. If Sawmill Creek were to leak in there, it would be a wet mess.
Orbison reported to the Sitka Chamber of Commerce at the start of this project. Midway through the $140 million effort, his enthusiasm has not tapered at all. He showed a slide of the 660-ton crane, the largest in Alaska, slinging an 8-yard bucket of concrete over forms erected on top of the existing dam. The crane used to be fun to talk about, but now it's already old news, as the next piece of super equipment has arrived. It's a concrete pump truck like you might see pouring the foundations of a skyscraper in a city.
The crane is cool up at the dam. This pump truck here, they load it with two concrete trucks, and they can sit with that pump truck there and pump concrete to any location in the powerhouse. This snout, you just put it over where you want it, and you turn on the pump, and it pumps the concrete in there, feeding it with two trucks at a time. That truck showed up one morning, the day of the first pour, and it pumped 500 yards in one day on the very first day here. When they said that they were going to do this, I said, "You got to be kidding." They did it.
The powerhouse is being built by Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, which recently bought out McGraw Construction. ASRC is one of about a dozen contractors and subs working on the project. Orbison said the city, however, purchased its own generation and switching equipment directly. Most is on site, and all except the new turbines are being stored inside at Sawmill Cove. The turbines themselves, he said, are too heavy to bring inside. The Blue Lake Dam was originally designed to be raised about 23 feet. Orbison said Sitka is pushing the envelope by going up another 83 feet. The canyon walls are so steep that the appearance of the lake won't be affected much by the increase in water level. At the back of the lake, though, 362 acres of the inlet valley will be inundated. Orbison said the State Department of Environmental Conservation put the brakes on plans to salvage the timber to protect the quality of Sitka's drinking water.
By not logging it, we'll end up with all sorts of floating debris floating around in the lake. And what we'll do is we'll gather up when the lake levels up, and we'll haul it down into this area here. And when the water level goes down, we'll go in there and burn it. And when the water level comes up, we'll gather up another bunch and put it in there. The idea is to keep all the debris at this end of the lake, and then we'll have another debris boom at this end of the lake protecting the part that we drink.
Orbison reported no major delays in the project. Some pleasant surprises were the quality of the rock in the new intake tunnel and where the dam meets the canyon wall. Orbison also pointed out that what made Blue Lake an excellent place for a hydro project also made it very dangerous. But he said there were no major injuries since a track hoe flipped at the beginning of work last winter. Blue Lake is projected to be complete in February 2015. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.